Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the autism and Asperger's communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click the Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, and support services. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio. My name is Karen Krecha, and I am the co-founder and executive director of Autism Empowerment, a 501c3 public charity dedicated to making life better and more meaningful for individuals and families in the autism and Asperger communities locally, regionally, and worldwide. We serve all ages and abilities, and we promote four foundational pillars of positivity: accept, enrich, inspire, and empower. Our vision is an engaged autism and Asperger's community that connects individuals, families, educators, and care providers with valued resources. We provide free or low-cost events, programs, trainings, and services. Everyone on our board is either on the autism spectrum or related to someone who is, and we'd like you to become connected with our organization after the show. You can do that by subscribing to our radio channel, giving us a positive rating, connecting with us at Facebook, and visiting our autismempowerment.org website, where you can link to the radio station, you can link to Facebook, you can link to Twitter, and you can get connected with us. Today's show recording date is Wednesday, March 6th, 2013. Our special guest today, I'm real excited to have her on, is Courtney Freitag, founder and publisher of a great new print publication called Spectrums Magazine, which is premiering in Oregon and Southwest Washington at the end of this month. We're going to have Courtney on air in just a few moments to talk about her vision for the magazine and to learn some behind-the-scenes stories about what it takes to get a grassroots magazine going. Before I bring Courtney on air, I want to give a special shout-out and big thanks to my last guest, Zev Glassenberg. Zev was a two-time contestant on CBS's Emmy-winning reality show, The Amazing Race, and he's now a co-host on the weekly internet show Let's Get Digital, which is actually airing tonight, I believe, yes, at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Zev initially received special notice from the media because he was the first contestant appearing on The Amazing Race with Asperger's. So if you missed his show, it's available to listen to anytime on demand, either through iTunes, by going to Google, typing in iTunes Autism Empowerment. You'll find our feed there. Or just go ahead and go over to our website at autismempowerment.org and click that Autism Empowerment Radio tab. On Friday at noon Pacific Standard Time, I'm going to be joined by Cherie and Rod Shadler, who will be talking about their journey parenting a son on the autism spectrum. What's kind of unique about this is that they're discovering along the way in parenting their son that they're very likely on the spectrum themselves. It's been quite a journey, and we'll talk about their trials, tribulations, and successes. Their son, Joey, who is an Eagle Scout, was on our show back in February, and he is quite a fine young man. So be sure to tune in on Friday for that interview. Okay. I have to say that I'm really excited that Autism Empowerment Radio has an exclusive first interview with Courtney Freitag. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that name right. I forgot to ask beforehand, so she'll correct me if I'm wrong. She is the publisher and founder of Spectrums Magazine. Spectrums is the only print magazine in Oregon and Southwest Washington dedicated to the autism spectrum, all ages and stages. And they are debuting their premier issue, with a free copy for all attendees. And Courtney's going to be out at the Autism Empowerment Easter Egg Hunt for Acceptance of All Abilities on Saturday, March 30th at McKenzie Stadium in Vancouver, Washington. If you're in the area and you haven't yet registered for our hunt, we're having a free family fun day of acceptance and celebration, so check out the autismempowerment.org website for that as well. We're going to have eggs, magic, the Easter Bunny, a lot of free resources from other disability, cross-disability agencies, groups that support our organization and our mission. And it's just going to be a fun place where you know you can bring your family and be accepted, let your light shine, and the kids can just be themselves. We need more of that in our community, so I'm really looking forward to that event. But now I am looking forward to hearing Courtney talk about her magazine and vision. So let's go ahead and bring her on air now. Courtney, welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio.
Hi, Karen. Thanks so much for having me.
You are very welcome. Now, how do I pronounce your last name?
You got it right. Freitag.
Oh.
Or Freitag if you're of the German persuasion. So.
Just wanted to make sure I got it right. It's really great to have you here today. I know you've been quite busy getting ready for the magazine to premiere, and I'm hoping you'll tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I am the mom of two kids, a daughter age 4, and my son, who is on the spectrum, is 6.5. I'm professionally trained in journalism and graphic design and have kind of worked my whole professional life in communications and as a journalist with a newspaper, corporate communications, that sort of thing. And I've lived in Oregon since 97 and Portland since 99, and we just kind of started working our way up north after being raised and going to school in Sacramento area.
Okay, so you've been around the area for quite some time.
Yeah.
You mentioned that one of your children is a little guy who was diagnosed with autism. What's that journey been like, and when did you find out?
I think our journey is probably a lot like other parents. When he was 2 and in a daycare facility, I just kind of started having some gnawing feelings. He wasn't really interacting with a lot of peers and began really having a lot of fixations on different objects. And the staff there just thought he was just a cool little guy. I mean, he would prefer to sit with them at lunch and, you know, play with their cell phones and whatnot. But, you know, that non-interest in peers and kind of looking at what was going on around me with friends and his like peers just kind of kept gnawing at me. So with transitions being hard and sort of new environments were just excruciating to him, we weren't doing birthday parties. We weren't doing kind of all the other things that families were doing. So started with an evaluation through MECP, which is Multnomah Early Childhood Program, and just kind of started putting my feelers out there, looking on Google, just kind of trying to see if this sort of stuff was normal. But because his intelligence and his verbal skills and everything was so high, it was sort of really hard to decipher kind of what was going on. So a lot of confusion in the beginning. But just really started trying to get some supports and kind of talk to as many people as we could to see what was going on.
And I can imagine, I mean, I have 2 kids on the spectrum. Our listeners, some who may be tuning in for the first time, may not be aware of that. I have a 6-year-old and a 13-year-old, and I'm actually on the spectrum myself. But my little guy was the one who was diagnosed first.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just at the time that I'm going and getting information, you know, I basically hear he's diagnosed with autism, just trying to go online and find resources and find support, and it just seemed really overwhelming. What was your experience like with that?
And that's exactly it. And I think, you know, as many families and even individuals would agree with, it's just, it is overwhelming, and there's so many amazing therapy options and different resources out there, and I think everybody has the right intention with having resource pages or whatnot on their website. But very overwhelming and kind of lacking that human connection. I'm a talker, I'm an information seeker, but I needed that, you know, good sounding board of people who had been there, and that's kind of when things started to, you know, take shape in my head that a community publication might be in order.
So let's go ahead and discuss that. So you're the founder and publisher of
mm-hmm.
Spectrum Magazine, which is a brand new magazine, a free print magazine dedicated to the autism spectrum, and it is premiering in the Oregon and Southwest Washington area at the end of this month. So please tell our listeners about your concept and vision.
Sure. Again, you know, I, being a former journalist, I am an information seeker by nature. And I think like most families experiencing autism, I, in the beginning, again, just immersed myself in anything that I could find on Google, any book I could read. I watched videos, I, you know, read blogs and books. And what I slowly started learning was that this was not a situation that was fixable, for lack of better words. You know, we needed tools to help our child be the best that he could be and embrace, you know, all these different little quirks he had, and learned to love dominoes and drumming and doors and latches as much as he did. So it was, it was just that learning curve of being able to learn and parent differently. And I had to trust that process, and it was really, really, really difficult in the beginning. And it still is. But again, that human connection was kind of what I found was missing for myself in the beginning. And life and work and parenting another child made it tough to attend an evening support group, and I know that there's a lot of great ones in the area, so people should definitely explore that option. But, I journalism, graphic design, that was kind of my life and my professional world, and it just started to take shape in my head of that there needed to be something that was available for the community to have this platform that they could talk about their experiences and also give all the amazing professionals and educators and therapists in our area a way to sort of bridge those communities together and have one hub and one conduit of information. So when our families sort of had gotten to a place where we had better supports and just better understanding, and, he's 6 and a half now, so we've gotten to know him a lot better, and I sort of gauged that as a good time to take that leap, and really, really excited about the first issue and hopefully many, 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 many more issues to come. I'm excited.
That's really cool. I can understand. I know some people blog, some people do YouTube, some people talk on the shows like we're doing here now, but starting a print magazine, wow, obviously your background in journalism and graphic design had to, make that possible, but I think it's really awesome. But why did you decide, like, a print magazine? I would imagine that would be really expensive to try to start up.
I think that, again, it goes, I keep saying, but that human connection, and I think that we get so immersed in these clinical worlds and appointments, and I think a tangible print magazine that you hold in your hands sort of forces people to pause and have that experience with flipping through physical pages and being able to read and sort of get lost in people's experiences and hear the voices of autistics themselves and learn more about neurodiversity and how we can really embrace all these people. And with that, you build a more cohesive community, which I think just is the ultimate goal, because it just underlines the importance of embracing all these people. So I think that, like I said, we are so lucky to have such a rich community of providers and professionals, and so many people are doing such incredible work. I'm still learning every day about new people in the area that are providing incredible resources. So hopefully this print magazine is just another addition to those resources and will give people that chance to sort of have this inside look at things that they might not come across.
Well, I think it's great, and you brought up a good point, having something tangible in your hands. And for families that feel isolated or things are just so busy when you're raising kids that are on the spectrum, just raising kids anyway, I would imagine, but being able to just take a few minutes and just sit back and relax and read something, and that's
right.
Got to be, a good thing. And as you mentioned, there's a lot of fabulous resources in our area, and it's nice because you want to tie that together not just with your print magazine, but also for people to stay in touch afterwards through your website as well. I wanted to ask you a little bit, though. We're going to go into more of the details and the specifics about your magazine, but I'm very curious to learn about your journey the past year in putting this together. How much have you been spending on the project, and what's that process been like?
Well, it's been exactly a year ago. It was March 1st. I sat down with a friend and told her, she's in the publishing world too, and told her what I wanted to do, and she very much was like, you just do it. Just take that jump and see what happens. So it's definitely been a labor of love from the very beginning, and I initially reached out to therapists and providers and people that I had met just in our family's experience, and sort of just started trying to gauge, what do you think about this idea? And it was a pretty resounding supporting yes from the get-go. So again, I just sort of kept putting those feelers out into the community, talking to dozens and dozens and dozens of people, visiting and touring and facilities and clinics. And it was so important for me to meet people in person, connect with those that are in that community. I think when I'm able to share sort of my story and my background, that lends a little bit more clout to that this is just not a publication that I'm doing just to do it. And from that, you know, it's been great therapy for me. I've learned a ton. I've done everything myself, from learning how to build the website to marketing and, you know, using social media, managing an editorial advisory board, selling every single advertising, you know, piece that will be featured in the magazine and online, the design and writing of a 40-page publication, and, you know, trying to keep that balance of doing my best to see that this vision is what I had in my mind, and also kind of having to let go of the things that are going to be out of my control.
And that's got to be hard. I mean, you're pretty much, you're doing everything, right? You know, for the most part, you're doing almost everything. I would imagine that that's just, you know. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, it's, I've had people just come out of the woodwork and what can I do? What can I write? And that's exactly what I wanted. You know, I want people to see this again as a magazine for them. I mean, it's of course me trying to build a business, but it's also, I've had incredible experts and individuals and families come forward that will share their stories and share their expertise. So that's been really rewarding that people had that belief and that they were willing to kind of invest in me. So,
you know, and that's wonderful too, because, you know, you have a lot of, there's a lot of great content in this era. There's a lot of families that are impacted by autism and Asperger's, and, you know, there are a lot of great stories, you know, that can be told and will help people with those connections.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, it's got to be hard to figure out what do you put in your first issue, because the first issue is going to be that impression that people are going to have. So how did you decide that?
You know, again, it was kind of, there is so much content to talk about, and there are so many ages and stages, and again, I want to say that this is from, you know, this is all throughout lifespan. I mean, kids to adults to topics from, you know, job opportunities for those with autism to, you know, your first evaluation from your pediatrician. So it was a little overwhelming in the beginning, but the magazine is compartmentalized into different sections. There's a lifespan section, a recreation section, education, and a therapy section. So each issue will have insightful editorial, both, you know, firsthand accounts from families as well as experts that can contribute, you know, what they do every day. Because I'm just a mom, and I, you know, I'm not a special needs trust, you know, person that can speak to those types of things. So, there is so much, which is really exciting. I think it's a better position to be in than to kind of clamoring just to fill pages. So,
how often are you going to publish the magazine?
The initial one is spring, and then again in the fall in September. This magazine could be monthly, but I'm one woman trying to just kind of gauge how this is going to go. But I definitely see it going as quarterly. But initially, spring and fall.
And fall. Yeah, and I would imagine that as you got feedback and were able to see, you know, what the community response was, obviously you would have enough content to make it monthly, but you would need to have the help and the support to be able to do that, I would imagine.
Yeah, I would think so. And I have magazine experience, so I am pretty comfortable in this world. And again, that journalism, deadlines do not scare me. So you know, I just want to make sure, again, that it's not, it has to be the right magazine if I was to do it monthly. It can't just be doing it just to do it. And I think there is so much to talk about. And those things will kind of start hopefully percolating to the top, and I'll get that feedback from the community. So I'm sure it will take on a life of its own.
What would you say have been some of the biggest challenges along the way in putting the magazine together?
I think, again, just that me jumping into it as one person and just trying to balance all the different things. I want to make sure that I'm marketing it correctly, that I'm talking to the right people, that the advertisers are, you know, happy, and that I'm managing my editorial advisory board correctly and that they're committed to the process and involved. And, you know, I'm a type of person that I want to give 110% in every single facet of this because it's so personal to me, but that's just not going to be feasible. So letting go of some of that, I think. But other than that, I'm actually really, really happy and humbled and surprised at how things have fallen into place. I mean, it's, you know, there's been a couple hiccups, but I think just letting go of the areas that I'm not going to be able to control will be a challenge.
It's tough because, you know, we can't control everything, and sometimes it's, yeah, it is a learning experience along the way. I myself
right.
have those challenges as well. As far as, you know, you said you've gotten a lot of really cool things that have happened as a result of this. You've made some new contacts with agencies and people that you wouldn't have otherwise. What are some of the other rewarding experiences you've had along the way?
Gosh, there's been so many. Like I said, a year ago, I was sort of muddling my way through website development and cold calling. And it has been such good therapy for me to meet some of the most talented and dedicated people out there and families who are experiencing exactly what I did, if not more extreme or at all different varying degrees, which I think that it's enriched both my personal and my professional life so much. And again, just humbled to have the caliber of people that are stepping forward to ask to be involved. I did go down and speak at the in Salem at the state's Office of Developmental Disability Services. They have a children's services advisory group, and I've attended workshops by NESD. I was a sponsor of a local autism, the film premiere of Do It Differently. So, again, each meeting that I've had, each person that I've come in contact with via phone or email or in person has really, it has been meaningful, every single one. And they've usually opened doors to, oh, you should talk to this person and have you heard of this? And so people want to be involved and want to help and want information and want that connectivity. So that's been extremely rewarding.
That's a huge positive, you know, and mm-hmm. I think for other families out there that are listening in, you know, a lot of times isolation and is something that we experience, and to just know that you can be accepted and have, you know, that connectivity and be able to mm-hmm. plug into a magazine like yours where you're going to get to hear about things that are going on within our local area, you'll be able to find more families, other providers, that's going to be a really, really valuable thing to have.
Right.
And it's going to last well beyond the actual, you know, life of reading the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you mentioned a few minutes ago about an editorial advisory board. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about that? How did that come to form?
Definitely. I knew midway through the process, just again meeting with all these different people, that I was learning so much about, you know, outside of my little 6-year-old bubble that I'm kind of living in. There are so many topics to talk about, and I am just a mama going through this, so I knew that I needed to surround myself with experts and professionals and people on the spectrum and families and educators that could really help be the eyes and ears in the community. And, you know, they're on the front lines doing this every day and have amazing professional backgrounds. And so I just started asking, and hey, what do you think about this? And would you give me a commitment to be involved and, you know, bring some of your professional expertise to the table and help guide the content for future issues? I think it's important to surround yourself with people that have skills and experience that perhaps you don't have. And again, I'm just one person. So it was really, really important to me to kind of have that good foundation before the magazine even got off the ground. So I know that future issues will just be really solid, and it'll go through a vetting process and an editing process. And again, it's just I'm really excited to have that team and that support behind me. It feels really good, and it makes me really confident and excited about the premiere.
That's great. That's great. You know, I have the privilege of being one of the members on the editorial advisory board, and I just have to tell our listeners that Courtney has put her heart and soul and so much time and energy into this project. And if you could imagine all of the different things there are to talk about within our community out there, you know, she really wants to make this a successful venture that's going to be positive for all of us in the community. I know that when you open up a magazine, how can you find just the right article? Well, she has meeting with lots of people from all sorts of different walks of life and wants this to be a fabulous publication. So I just commend her on everything that she's doing. I think it's amazing the amount of time that you have put in. Is just, you know, people are going to be really happy and excited to see what is going to be taking shape with this magazine. And I'm just really excited to, you know, even have a little part of it. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm definitely, that's definitely reciprocated. And the work that you and John do is incredible. And I'm, again, humbled is, you know, a word to describe it. I'm happy that people would give of their time and their expertise and be involved. So,
and you've got a really nice board. I mean, the people are, you know, people will find out who it is, I guess, in the premier issue, unless you want to talk about that. But it's a wide range of disciplines and experience. And
yeah, the editorial board is actually listed on the website, which is spectrumsmagazine.com. Again, it was important for me to have people that have been in it for a while, either living it or working in it. I've got Genevieve Athens, who is the former executive director of Autism Society of Oregon, and Amy Donaldson, who is a PSU. She runs the Language Disorders Lab at PSU and works a ton with research and efficacy, and she's just really got that solid kind of research portion of it. There is Dr. Michael Brook, who's a psychologist in Vancouver, and he also he runs social skills groups for sort of that teen adult sector, so that was an important demographic for me to have. Jody Wright, who is the director of Swindells over at the Providence Child Center, and Miss Karen Kretcha.
Who's that? Oh my goodness! Yeah, we don't need to go on about me. I think our listeners.
Yeah, but I mean, just really again, the importance of having a wide array of disciplines and different demographics, and each has their own experience and skill set. Genevieve has a daughter on the spectrum, and you know, it's those personal experiences and what they've dedicated their life to working in this. So. I think it's going to be nothing but a positive experience for what they can bring to the table, and I have a lot to learn from them.
Absolutely. And are you looking for input then from the community as well? Like if somebody wanted to send in an article or a suggestion for a story, are you open to that as well?
Absolutely. They can, you know, again, check out the website or send me an email. And I am always taking submissions and ideas and having that dialogue about, you know, the good and the bad, the critique and the good. This is not about kudos all for me. I mean, there's going to be a learning curve and things that are going to be, you know, there's just so much. So I am looking to the community to sort of help me whittle those things down and focus on different areas that perhaps aren't in the media or aren't being talked about. So absolutely.
As far as where to pick up the magazine, where can our listeners physically get a copy?
I am finalizing the distribution list now. There will be a circulation of 5,000. You're going to be able to find it in places like Swindells at Providence and the Children's Developmental Health Institute, which is formerly the Arts Center, OHSU, CVRC, and the Autism Clinic, all the various therapy clinics and naturopaths and acupuncturists and people that are serving individuals and families experiencing autism, libraries, community centers, New Seasons, wellness centers, you know, kind of really, really the whole goal and mission was to not have this just saturate every single grocery store and cafe. The idea and mission was to make it very, very directed, have it available to families that are being evaluated by the local ESDs, special education parent and teacher group, you know, really, really directed to this niche audience.
And that makes sense. I mean, you want to be able to reach the people that are going to be most served by the magazine, obviously.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. As far as if a person isn't able to find a print copy of the magazine, or if maybe they're outside of the distribution region, are they going to be able to plug into the magazine online?
Yes, a virtual copy. Once the print edition comes out, there will be a virtual copy on our website. And, you know, if people do want a print copy, just get in touch with me and we'll make that happen. Because, again, this is Clark County, Multnomah County, Washington County, Clackamas County. So we're kind of dealing with Portland Metro and into Southwest Washington. So even when I was down in Salem, you know, I had people from Medford. How can we get a copy? So while the content and resources might be of this region, I'm hoping that, you know, some of the editorial features will be able to definitely connect with everybody. So just email me, check out the website, get in contact. You know, we'll get you set up.
And what is the URL for your website?
It is www.spectrumsmagazine.com. And we have a Facebook page as well, which you can follow sort of announcements and, again, just sort of keep up to date with the launch that we're now getting very close upon. So,
And, you know, it's and you're also, your listeners out there, if you're attending local events that are coming up within the next month or so, there's going to be a lot of opportunities to meet Courtney. I know she's going to be at our Easter Egg Hunt for All Abilities on March 30th, and you're going to be exhibiting at a couple different places in April as well, aren't you?
I am, yeah. April 21st is the ASO, the Autism Society of Oregon's annual walk-a-thon, and they have a whole resource and exhibit area. So I will be there. Stop by and say hi. And then April 27th, the Southwest Washington Special Education Fair. And I'm really excited to work with this group and was invited to have a table at their resource fair, which apparently had a lot of attendees. And I think it'll be another good chance, again, to sort of put a name with a face, and you know, I want to be accessible, and I will be there to, again, continue that learning process.
And that's a really great place. Annie Lamberto, who's the one who's coordinating the Special Education Resource Fair, she brought a lot of people together in the community last year. There were, I think, a few hundred attendees at least, and I'm sure there'll be that much again. So come out and meet Courtney and pick up your copy of the magazine and have the opportunity to talk with her. You know, the magazine will reach more people when we talk to her and let her know what kinds of things are most important to our community. So go ahead and plug into that. Now, I understand that you also plan to have an online articles resource area that keeps readers engaged between issues. Please tell us a little more about that.
Definitely. You know, because initially there will be only two issues a year, I really want to keep that dialogue going between issues, and I want people to be able to continue to have those online resources, but also have it as an online newsroom of, again, there's so much to talk about, so why wait for two times a year to print the magazine? Let's keep that going online. So we're going to be building that up online, and, again, submissions from writers if they're interested, and let us know what content you want to see and that what you want to learn more about. So, again, that will all be on the website.
And, you know, one thing, again, another plug for the Spectrum's Facebook page, because you also promote events that are going on within our community. So it is timely, and it's good to continue to stay plugged in, because you're sharing events that are going on each month and throughout the year.
Exactly, and I think that, you know, people are doing such incredible things, and the more cross-promotion we can do, I mean, this is definitely me just joining a community that's already pretty established in terms of resources and information. So I'm happy to, you know, cross-promote and put anything I can out there to reach more people. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and I like your attitude. I really, really do. I think it's important, you know, as you're saying, we're not in competition. We're cross-promoting. We're working with each other to build a stronger, unified community. And you know, you are a very exciting welcome addition to the community. And I love the fact that, that this is going to be a print magazine that people can just, you know, have their hands on and be able to sit back and take a break and be able to absorb and enjoy.
Yes.
Now, I wanted to let you have an opportunity to talk about things that we haven't yet covered. We've got about 9 minutes left in our show. I've asked you a lot of different questions, but if there was anything that we didn't specifically cover, I wanted to give you that platform and that opportunity to do so.
I think you had great questions. I, you know, again, just the website, spectrumsmagazine.com, the Facebook page, but really, I just can't reiterate enough that this is a community magazine, and I want people to be involved. I want them to be vocal. I see this growing, and I see this being sort of a template that can be replicated around the state, maybe around the nation. You know, if it's Portland Metro, Southwest Washington, why can't the next Spectrums be in Central Oregon or Eastern Oregon? I think that people really want that connection with their local community, and some of that is missing when you go to a national website or even a state website that has just pages and pages of resources. So, again, give me your feedback. I'm open to it. I want to incorporate it. And I'm just really excited. And I think that, you know, this can really grow and take on a life of its own. And I can't do that without public involvement. So
get involved, public.
Yes, right.
I forgot to ask you about the actual magazine itself. Is it color, black and white? What's the format of it? What's it going to look like?
Oh, yeah. I'm up to 40 pages, and that was after cutting quite a bit of content. You know, full color, community magazine, advertising supported. It is a free publication. It would be like any other, you know, family publication in the area, just specifically for autism spectrum disorder. You know, it's looking pretty good, and I got great feedback initially, and again, we are in a couple different editing rounds right now, so I think it's going to be pretty good. I'm excited about it.
Does this particular issue have any specific theme to it?
We have our summer camp guide. There are a lot of incredible offerings during the summer, and I know that for me personally, you know, summer can be just that lack of routine and kind of just how loosey-goosey it can be is really tough. So I wanted to round up people that are offering different camps and workshops and whatnot over the summer. So we will have a pretty comprehensive guide as well as a feature article on a gal, an adult who has attended the Mount Hood Kiwanis camp for 14 years. So she's going to, you know, kind of have her feature story as well to complement that guide.
Yeah, that should be really interesting. I'll tell you, you know, it's really great that you're putting those resources out now, because I think a lot of times families just don't know exactly what to do and where to go. And they think maybe there's just only one or possibly two things that they can plug into. But really, you know, there are more. You just have to know where to look for them. And your magazine is going to be able to put together a lot of different options for people to check out.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's a lot of the camps that have been established for a long time, but there's your local, you know, parks and rec and community centers that have inclusive programs. So I think it's just getting creative and asking that question. I think I've learned through the process with my son of just asking, hey, can you, you know, do you make special accommodations? And this is kind of what we're looking at. And I think he would really benefit from this class or this workshop or this camp. And so asking those questions and putting together you know, a schedule for the summer that's doable for everybody.
That makes sense. Are you going to have anything in your magazine in the future that solicits, like, kid involvement? Like, for example, kids sending in their drawings or artworks or anything like that, or anything. Your magazine, I guess my question, and I'm trying to think how to phrase it, it's for all ages and all stages and abilities. How are you going to involve the different ages within the magazine itself?
Again, just that feedback from the community. I'm looking to have, again, that teen and that adult demographic. I know that that is really an underrepresented audience. So right now I'm in communication with different people that can help sort of guide that content. What do they need more resources on? What would they like to see? In terms of artwork, I love that idea. I follow the Art of Autism on Facebook, and I'm just blown away. And my son, that was a really pretty big breakthrough for us to use art with him. He is a very vocal, you know, he's got great language, but in the midst of a meltdown, we could put, you know, markers and paper, and he would just, you could see his body relax. So I'm a big, big advocate for creative processes and helping individuals sort of use that as a therapy. So yes and yes and yes to your question.
Yes and yes and yes. Well, that sounds great. Courtney, I'm really, really happy that you took the time to come here and talk about spectrums. And I think that it's just going to be so fabulous for our community to be able to have that resource to be able to plug into and connect. And I think that, you know, if people take that opportunity when Courtney is going to be out in our area promoting the magazine, to go and introduce yourself to her, share with her your stories. You know, let her know and give her a big pat on the back, you know, and applaud her for what she's trying to do to reach out and help build community connections, because that's what we really have wanted in our community for a while, is to build a collaborative, vibrant community that works together. And she is on that side. So let's support her as well in that vision and that process. Courtney, we're at about 3 minutes left in our show, so I'm just going to give you the opportunity one more time to go ahead and give the information about your website and how people can connect with you.
Yes. Again, spectrumsmagazine.com with an S, spectrumsmagazine.com, and the Facebook page. And again, I'm always – there's a link to how to contact me by via email on our website. Just stay in touch. Tell me your stories. I had a gal, I was on the computer at 11 last night. You know, email me through the main info at Spectrums Magazine and just tell me a little bit about her practice and her story, and that she'd come across the website and, you know, wish she would have found it 10 years ago. And that's the kind of stuff that keeps me going. And so more of that. Just stay in touch and get involved.
Sounds great. That's a good call out. Listeners, go ahead and do that. And, you know, we do have a lot of listeners that are not from this area. And, you know, you made a great point that this is the type of thing that can be replicated in areas around the country. There's absolutely no reason why this can't be done in other regions. And, you know, hopefully you'll end up franchising. Who knows how that will work? But, you know, I just... Go ahead, you know, if you're not from the area, make sure to go ahead and plug into her website and check out the resources she has and the articles. The editorial content is going to be applicable to families that are not just from our region. So even if you're listening from outside the area, go ahead and check her out, follow her on Facebook, give her a big thumbs up, and let her know what kind of stories and features are of interest to you and other members that you know in the community. So, Courtney, thank you so much. When would be the actual publication date? When is the first day that the magazine will be out?
I will be distributing the last week of March. So I would say realistically start checking, you know, April 1st. And that's probably they're going to be peppered around the area the last week of March. But definitely that first week of April, they should be there. And again, contact me if you need one by mail, physically by mail. We can work something out.
Okay, that sounds great. And Autism Empowerment is going to have copies of the magazine as well. Again, we're going to have it at our Acceptance of All Abilities on March 30th, and the different events that we're going to be a part of for World Autism Acceptance Month and Day, and all of the things we're doing in April, we're going to have copies of the magazine there as well in case you didn't get a chance to pick one up. So Thank you, Courtney. Thank you so much for taking time to come on air. And we look forward to having you on again in the future, maybe after you've had the opportunity for the magazine to launch and get some feedback and share with us what it was like.
Absolutely, I would love to. And thanks again for giving me the platform to share.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. It was a real delight. So I'm going to go ahead and close our show out for today. This is Karen Krejcik with Autism Empowerment Radio. I really had a good time talking with Courtney. I think that what she's doing with Spectrums Magazine is a really valuable resource for our community. So please go ahead and check that out and let us know what you think. Thanks a lot and have a great day.